We're starting. You eating your pizza?
You can't tell what I'm eating.
What do you got? No microphone this episode?
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. What's up, people? We're back. It's episode 24.
Welcome back. Eating some healthy snacks right here. Getting my protein in. The anchovies. So good. What are anchovies? Fish?
Yeah. You just said these anchovies are so good. And you didn't even know what they were.
It's like pepperoni. I pretend like I eat pepperoni, but yeah, I've never had it.
You've really never had it?
No. Seriously.
All right.
I mean, I had bacon, but...
Oh, dude. Whoa.
I know, that's really a lot.
On here? What if somebody from the church hears about this?
Oh, what if my family hears this? They actually listen to... Oh.
No power mode, huh?
Oh, actually, bro, I'm wearing the same shirt.
Yeah. Well, you dirty, you're a dirty guy, man.
Should I change it?
I don't know. It's up to you. Is this the episode or?
I mean, this is fine. Maybe I get my hoodie.
Whatever you want to do.
It's right here.
I'm gonna leave this in the episode.
Where do I put my
hoodie? Man. Very professional by this guy, huh? Look at this guy. He's like, oh, let's shoot two episodes in a row. We'll change shirts. I put a jersey on for this episode, and he's over here like, dude, I'm wearing the same shirt.
Wow. New season, huh? Fall.
Well, not cutting any of that. We're keeping it all in here. It's a beauty when you do the editing, you know? You just choose what you want.
It's great. What do you wear? Are you wearing a Yankees? Oh, no, it's a Red Sox jersey.
It's actually a White Sox jersey.
White Sox. Wait, team? Where are they at? What's White Sox? Chicago?
I think so. But it's a Chicago White Sox jersey. Michael Jordan, actually.
No way.
Yeah.
45. That's kind of weird to see on a Jordan.
Well, Jordan played with the 45.
I know, but I've never seen anything outside of 23.
Yeah.
It's like imprinted in my brain.
He wore a weird jersey one time. Somebody like stole his jersey before the game, and he had to wear like 13 or something, or 12.
Dude, he was probably 12. So pissed.
Oh, he was furious.
I read a book. I read his
They sell 12 Jordan jerseys for it.
Dude, I read his trainer's books.
His trainer?
His trainer.
Books? His trainer wrote books?
Yeah.
What a way to parlay yourself into some fame.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh,
just
yeah.
Like, I used to train him.
And he trained Kobe, too, which is even crazier. Then he
well, I mean,
Kobe stories.
Dude, it wasn't, you can't even really say he trained Kobe. It was like he trained Jordan, and then Kobe suck him out, you know? He was like,
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I need the same guy that Jordan had.
Actually, Jordan hooked him up. Jordan said, classic. Talk to my guy or whatever. And then they've been working together since or whatever. Or well, they did.
Yeah.
But
not working together anymore, but.
What was I?
Dude, it was crazy. You were like in LA that day.
That day. That morning, bro.
Dude, that was so crazy. I remember texting you about that, and you were like, dude, I see the smoke. And I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, I was like 30 minutes away.
It's so crazy.
It starts with a C wherever that town is.
Let's rip a shot for Kobe, man.
Yeah, let's do it. Man, yeah, that was a crazy. Bro, I went to the Comedy Store that night, and watched and Laugh Factory actually both in the same.
What
night.
Was it? You missed Chappelle when you left early or something?
That was the last time I was in San Francisco. Mm. I was about to drive from there to.
He
LA.
Texted me that night. He was like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna go to the. Where'd you go? We're gonna go.
I was gonna go to Comedy Store.
The Comedy Store. And then you were like. I got tired.
No, I didn't get tired. I had work, and I was hosting two people from Italy who were there for work as well, and so I couldn't leave them. But, and here's the other thing. It's a seven-hour drive from where I was to L.A., so I would have had to, hang out and then go right back. And my hunch was Chappelle's going to drop in, because he had been. You know, sometimes
I like that. You had a hunch?
I did, because you know how on Instagram they put his face up? They're like, oh, drop in guests, and it has his outline?
Yeah.
You're like, it's going to be Chappelle. It was one of those things. Wow. Like, oh, he's been dropping in the past couple nights.
Yeah.
What do you know? He's there. For $25, I could have seen him.
Oh, man. Value.
But it's
we
what
saw
is
him
it?
On
yeah.
Mears for $100. That was kind of cool.
That was cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really funny that, it's just at the time, it was just status at the time. I was like, where'd you get seats at? I asked you if you were I was like, yo, it's good seats, man. And you were like,
Yeah, because they're so expensive.
I know, yeah. You sat low. I think you sat in the low section. I sat in the nosebleeds.
In the nosebleeds? What is that?
It's a form of seating that they refer to as the nosebleeds because, it's like a joke. You're sitting so far away and so high up that the altitude will give you a nosebleed.
Is that real?
Yeah, you've never heard of this? Funny. Yeah.
Wow, that's
they call them the nosebleeds.
Dude, people are angrier back there. People don't enjoy the show back there.
Oh, my God. Tell me
about
it.
I've sat there a couple
times.
Dude,
he made a joke about white and black people and how white people do something a certain way. And I turned to the black lady that was sitting next to me, and I was just like, we're really not like that. And, I thought that was hilarious, right? I was cracking up. I was laughing so hard, I was tears from what I said myself. And she just kind of looked at me like, no. She was just like, no.
Oh,
she's like, you
wow.
are like that. And if you keep talking.
It's tough.
Yeah.
I actually sat that high up to see Kevin Hart in an arena in Oakland.
Yeah. Wow. In Oakland?
In Oakland. It was crazy.
Wow.
I heard the security guard say Cat Williams had gotten booed off stage the week before.
Really?
Yeah. He was
wow.
He got really messed up. He drank a lot or drank too much and. You know,
classic Cat.
Yeah.
Dude, do you ever see him get
love
on stage?
Cat,
yeah, he's great. But you ever see him get on stage, man? He's just sweating.
Yeah.
Dude, he's sweating a lot
and
for
his
skinny
hair.
Dude. He's sweating a lot for a skinny dude.
Dude, it's all his hairspray just sweating off.
You think it's the drugs? You think he's doing drugs still?
What did he do before?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know if he was. Was he on drugs?
I don't know.
Maybe. But dude, he was one of my earliest comedic I've never
of course.
Seen.
Yeah, you catch him on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or BET, I think.
Yeah?
That's where I saw him.
Yeah.
And Kevin Hart. They hate each other. What are the odds, right?
It's so crazy that they hate each other.
It's so weird.
Oh, yeah, this is a shot for Kobe. We never...
Okay. What was that?
I don't know. The sound thing fell. Boom. Here we are. Oh, shout out to Kobe. There's the ghost of Kobe in here. You see that thing moving? You see that thing moving over there? You guys can't see it, but we saw it. Their sound receiver just moved 3 times after we said Kobe.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I hope it's still working.
Yeah, we're having a moment of silence for Kobe, Mizpah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We had it.
Ooh. That was spicy.
You know what's crazy?
Hmm.
Your hair, man. How... You said you went to bed?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And you got the same hair right now?
Yes. I did one run through
exposed.
With my hands.
Sorry I had to expose you there, but I thought it was just so impressive that, your hair was
fine. It
doesn't
come apart.
You said the water was out in your apartment or something?
Yes. That wasn't why I didn't shower, but yes. I should have leaned into
what
that. Yeah,
time,
it was
huh?
that. That yeah. was why, Ryan, that I didn't shower. The water was out, but it really was for a couple hours. And, I left my hairspray and wax and stuff in. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, it's like a faux hawk a little bit. I look like, what's his name? Pauly D.
Yeah, the Pauly D.
Jersey Shore. But, no, you just got to
Pauly Indy.
Yeah, Pauly. Dude.
I don't know.
Can you, Matt? I don't know.
I've never seen any of those shows.
Really?
I've never watched an episode of Jersey Shore.
When I was younger, I watched it.
When I was younger, I went down to the shore, and my cousin would be like, that's where it was.
Yeah, that's a landmark. You're yeah. Like, wow, I'm at CI.
It's like a landmark now. Yeah, they chilled in that hot tub.
Dude, Pauly D is the only person, or not the only person, but one of the few out of that show that really like did something outside of reality TV.
He's I would a DJ. Say so. He's, yeah, like, a I saw DJ. That he was a DJ. Yeah, it's kind of like the Gosling guy.
Who?
You know about Kate and John? Kate, John and Kate plus eight.
No.
You never heard of that? It's on TLC.
Oh.
Yeah, they had like Octo Twins.
Oh.
Yeah, she had eight twins all at once to give her a TV show. Isn't that crazy? You could just get a TV show if you so happen to just have eight kids at once.
Yeah, or something similar.
But anyway, they ended up getting a divorce, which is kind of like sad, you know? You're like,
oh,
man.
They did?
Yeah, you kind of want that. I think it was like due to like the pressure of the TV show, maybe.
Maybe.
Dude, right?
Dude, cameras are in your house filming
all
you.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. And you know what he ended up doing? He went on to be like a DJ.
What?
Yeah, the dad.
Really?
Yeah, and he would like, do places like locally around here because it was like from around here.
From here?
Yeah, dude. And people would like, I would get a Snapchat every now and then. And he would be like at the bar DJing and like a bunch of people would be like taking Snapchats with this dude.
Wait, you're sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
On TLC?
It wouldn't be on TLC anymore, no. Because right. Like, I think he went off on a drug bender and cheated on his wife, but.
Oh, that, wow, that's what yeah. happened. That sucks.
Right, and like, why wouldn't they just move that right over to HBO or something?
You know?
It's like, I want to see that part. I want to see that part of that guy's life. That's a more interesting show.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, John Gosling's doing drugs now? Let's watch this.
Dude, I talked to.
I would tune in on Sundays for that.
Here's a crazy fact.
I'd have cable again.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe not.
You have a site for that.
Yeah, of course. I would have a site for that.
But I talked to a psychologist who told me about reality TV.
You talked to your psychologist
a psychologist.
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, she's like,
I don't know. Maybe that's where you've been.
She's
been talking to psychologists.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a couple psychologists.
Oh, so you have a few.
No, not mine.
What's going on with that?
I've talked to sports psychologists, by the way.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
That's interesting, yeah. When I was Olympic weightlifting, actually.
And these are all on your podcast? Or?
Actually, yeah, there is one with them. But this one in particular, okay, she said that reality TV shows, the way they get such good footage is they sleep deprive you and they give you alcohol.
Yo, very smart. I've heard that somewhere else. I think I heard that from one of my marketing
teachers.
The drama, the anger.
Dude,
I honestly, I'm a firm believer of I write better material when I'm sleep deprived.
Like, yeah, you're
things
not judging.
I say are funnier.
You're not like judging yourself.
I don't
know.
It's funnier material for sure.
It's kind of
like. Sometimes it gets a little silly, but it's funny.
There's no filter.
No, there's no filter. It's just like, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So yeah. Imagine when you go 2-3 days.
It sounds bizarre, but when my mom had terminal cancer and she was like, they told her she had 6 months to live, right? She had a sense of humor that just like accelerated, man.
Really?
Yeah, I picked up on it very much. It was just like she was real blunt about things, like, and it would crack me up, man. It's some of the funniest moments of my mom for me. Like the one time she said to me, I told her, I said, I'm a 32 in pant size. I've been that pant size since I was 12. The same pant size.
I would 12?
Yeah. Here's the story on that. My mom would get me hand-me-downs from my cousins and like wouldn't buy me clothes. I mean, not a big deal. It's like it worked. And yeah. I liked the clothes that I was getting, so it wasn't a big deal.
Right.
And I would destroy them too. So it was just like it made sense. But like I was probably really a waist 29 at the time, and I'm wearing a size 32, but I would just wear a belt. And then eventually I grew into a 32, and then I'm wearing a 32-32. Which is weird, you know?
Yeah, that's long.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm tall. You know, it's you've never straightened over 30 in your
pen.
Leg size. Yeah, you're probably like around 28 in your
Mr.
leg
Cho
size.
Is
yeah,
my
some
tailor.
Slow. But
he's not as expensive as he
yeah,
sounds.
The point of the story, what was I saying about the pant sizes?
You've been in a 32 since 12.
Yeah, I've been in a 32 since 12. But then I went to a 30. I told my mom, I was like, yo, my pants. We were riding back from Thanksgiving, like probably a month before she died. And, man, she said something like, I said, you know, man, these pants, they're not fitting like they used to. And she was just like, yeah, it's because you got to lose some weight. it was like real blunt and it was like real quiet and subtle. And it was just like under the breath and it was like funny as shit, man.
It was a retort.
Yeah, of course. I was just cracking up, man. I was just like, and like ever since then, I was like, yo, I'm not going to like stray from a 32 here. Like I started
That's
to feel
hilarious.
A little tight there and I just start jogging. Aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming Dude. A lot. I mean, like, now I'm, like, actually a little under that. I'm probably, like, a 30 again.
Damn.
Yeah.
Really? From what? Swimming?
Yeah, swimming and just like just running.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, you should do hot yoga. They have hot yoga where you're at.
I technically do my own type of hot yoga. I guess I go in the sauna and just
do a
ton of push-ups and do stretch. I do like a whole stretching routine.
That's why I signed up for hot yoga in the city. There's no good saunas, so you just go to hot yoga.
Oh, yeah?
It's 108 degrees for 90 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy.
108 degrees, damn, that was a big shot.
Yeah, that was really big.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, you're giving that to me?
No, we'll give you some.
All right.
People that are afraid of COVID are just like, oh, my God, they just shared cups.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Too bad we both had our shot.
I went someplace the other day where I had to present my card.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Probably pretty crazy.
It was weird, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I'm not vaxxed right now. I'll just come out and say it. I'm thinking about it. I'm not sure yet. I'm waiting around. He is vaxxed.
Ryan wants to get paid for his
vaccination. That has nothing to do with it. It's more so, it's just like, I don't know. There's a lot of reasons.
Of course.
I could say why, but I mean, we don't have to get into it.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I don't know. A lot of people might look at me a little different for that. And I hate that people do that.
It's interesting. Some of my clients have
it's
said that.
It's a shame, man. It's really
said
a shame.
They can't
it's like,
talk
I'm the
about
same
it.
Person just because I don't like, I one, I hate needles. I don't like needles. That's problem one.
I don't, yeah, it's tough.
I hate them. Number two, it's just like, I don't know, it's an experimental drug. And then, like, number three, who's going to carry on tough times if, like, say the vax does, you know? Nah, I don't know. I'm just saying.
Dude, we're going to have to have, we have alternates.
Dude, I'll get a vax eventually when it's more, damn, I'm canceling myself.
When
right
he
now.
Gets
you
paid for it, it's
no,
okay.
No, it has nothing to do with money.
Should we talk about another cancel thing?
Which one?
The cancel about the cancel, Chappelle?
Dude.
How cool is it that we got to see him do that joke live? Did his closer joke?
The Walmart one?
No, we didn't see that one.
Dude,
that was,
he did
that was
the
current.
Walmart one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's done that. That's
no
where
way.
We saw it. He didn't do it in his special. He did it at New Year's.
No, he did it in a special too.
Did he?
He did it, the baby, but he brought the baby into
no,
the,
the
into
Walmart
it.
One, did he do that in an older special?
No, probably not.
Or did he just do that at... No, he did it at New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What was it?
Oh,
what,
dude, no shit. No wonder why. I was so like, dude, he recycled this joke from, I thought he recycled it from one of his older specials. He did it from New Year's,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, duh.
Because
dude,
that
I,
was the most recent one.
I know.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Holy crap.
That's what was crazy.
Dude, that is insane.
I know. How did you not? That's like the whole thing with the
oh,
special.
Oh, dude, I was
we
hammered,
saw it.
Man. It was New Year's Eve.
Bro, here's the crazy part. We saw it right after his last special dropped in August. So we saw him in January, which means that that was all new. And we got to hear like the joke he closed on.
That was such a cool time.
Do you remember hearing the joke he closed on?
Barely.
What?
What do you mean, what? Dude, were you not drinking? I was
not
I
that
was,
much.
Dude, I was toasted, man.
I also took notes
remember,
out. I wrote it down after.
We were
I
like
out
waiting
out there.
To get in line there, man. And like the line was so long for Chappelle. Like
it was so
I remember
long.
Like I had to take a piss at some point waiting in line there. That was like one of the most brutal moments ever.
It sucks. I remember the opener was like
I've never had to take a piss that bad and hold it that long.
Yeah. The opener was like already going and everybody was still getting seated.
Oh man.
We were.
He had four or five openers. Michelle Wolf was there.
I know.
I like don't even bro. I don't even remember Michelle Wolf.
Do you remember
I
Donnell?
Was hammered, man.
Do you remember Donnell did his special
yeah,
that night?
Yeah,
and it dropped that night.
Yeah,
we watched it 20 yeah. minutes before we left.
It was so wild. He was talking about the Redskins' name getting canceled too.
Yeah,
and it was like hitting so home for me because I was just like, oh my god,
that was right around that
is
time.
Like me, I was like, I am also having the name canceled
dude,
from my team.
I will
and
never
hey, I get
forget
it.
That.
I'm with it now.
I will never forget that
it.
Because here's what's the thing: everything from the crowd work to him singing the song and like clapping the guy's hand and stuff. Like we saw that in the special,
yeah.
and he did that live.
Yeah,
that was the last night he ever did it because it dropped. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, do you know what's crazy about the whole vaccine thing? I hate to bring this back up.
Yeah, what?
My work comes up to me the other day, right? You know what they say to me?
You have to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Or you can't be in the office.
Oh, that's great.
I know.
So you don't have to go to the office?
Yeah. They told me I'm not allowed in the office till further notice.
That have an effect on your...
I asked my manager. I turned to my manager. I said, hey, could I be fired for being unvaxxed? And he was just like, no. Like, if he would have said yes, I maybe would have been more persuaded to go get the vax. I mean, I like my job. I do. It's easy, and it's I don't mind it.
I don't know if you would have been persuaded. You would have been like, all right, now I'm going to like wait it's this out till a lawsuit comes out. Like,
yeah.
Because you could. If they fired you, you could.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't know. It's
I don't know.
Down.
Yeah, you're right.
Biden. Biden handed that down.
What?
Companies over 100 employees, if you're unvaccinated, you're supposed to like fire your employee.
Oh, shit.
I think that's like a thing. I don't know. Somebody told me that. Dude, I hate politics, man.
That sucks.
No, we're done with that.
It's crazy.
I'm unvaxxed right now. That's all we know. You know, next see, like, and I'm starting to bug out a little. You know?
Yeah.
I'm going to be all right.
Wait, hold on. So, okay, that's fair. I want to hear one more thing, though, real quick before we move on from the Chappelle thing. What was the Walmart joke you remember from the special, from that night?
That
live?
Night. So I thought it was from one of his prior specials, but it was like, if I ever end up in a Walmart, things have turned out really bad.
He did do that in a previous special. He did.
I thought so.
He did that in
It was like a weird like type of like recycle, but at the same time, it's like we get it.
He did it in the second one.
It makes sense to bring it back though, because of what
one.
He was talking about. It was relevant.
It was alive in
it was
Austin
very relevant.
Or whatever.
Yeah, it was very relevant.
Yeah, dude. This is when he was wearing the jean jacket and hitting the vape pen on stage.
How cool
is that
jean jacket, man?
I know.
He was selling it on his website for like $600.
And people bought it.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We didn't buy it.
I bought his hoodie.
But he's living.
I bought his hoodie. And
you bought the hoodie?
Yeah, but guess what? It never came, right?
Oh.
No, I bought the shorts, not the hoodie. Because you said the hoodie was too much, like, too
flashy.
It
had a lot going on.
It did have a lot going on. But the shorts were cool. They were subtle. So I bought the shorts, right? Now get this. I got an email about the shorts. They said, sorry, there's a production delay. We're going to give you guys a free t-shirt.
Okay.
For the weight. So I'm getting a free t-shirt now. I don't know.
I wish I bought it. They didn't sell t-shirts that night, huh? That night we went.
He has like a bunch of t-shirts on his website now.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't get to shout this guy out. I really want to thank the Threadman for letting me on
Oh, you did Posh? Yeah. Wait, did that happen already?
Yeah, it was a blast.
Really?
It was a great time.
So the real like one happened? Wow.
I mean, nothing crazy happened. You know, I met the CEO. It was a good time.
You followed the CEO, right?
Do I follow him?
Like you did it after you after him.
Yeah. It was crazy to follow. That guy's worth $585 million.
What?
Yeah.
Is he Indian?
Yeah.
What was his name again?
Manesh Chandra. He's a very nice guy. Very genuine. He seemed like he knew people like that were just like on Poshmark.
On Poshmark?
People that use the app. He just knows them. He just knows them personal level.
That's pretty cool.
I really respect that. That was great to see from somebody that's worth that much money.
Wait, what did you have to talk about? What did you talk about?
Sustainability.
Did you do your act?
My act? What act?
Oh,
no, we're good. We're still filming. A little low power mode. I got to just stand up and just tap the button.
Yeah, that's okay.
Boop.
Why
is it okay? What were you about to say there? You were about to follow that up with something else, huh?
Yeah, what was I going to say? Oh, your act, yeah. something about your act. I don't know.
I
lost it.
Else.
But, yeah, so you talked about sustainability, like, for 30 minutes. That's a lot of time, bro.
Actually, it was, like, less than 30.
Okay, how long?
I was told it was going to be, like, 30, but it ended up being, like, 10.
Oh.
Smooth.
Really?
It seemed like 10.
Did you get a recording?
Maybe. Somebody recorded it.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Yeah, dude, it's good to have. How many, like... There were a lot of people there, right?
There's a decent chunk of people there. It's pretty cool. It's cool to meet all those people and connect with them.
Yeah, getting tape.
I'd like to go to like the live event one year.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different when you're live in person.
Of course. It's totally different.
Yeah. A little bit more personability.
Yeah.
Dude, this could be $1 million, this puzzle still. It's how bad am I at puzzles, you know? I made no progress on this puzzle.
Yeah, we're going to move into a new studio.
It's been like
Ryan
5 days.
Wins $1 million.
Dude, it would be nuts. This puzzle does it for me.
I really
the irony
the
of this
idea.
Puzzle just sitting here is what is crazy to me. It's like, yo,
dude,
this could be $1 million. Hurry up and do the puzzle, Ryan.
Honestly, I love the idea that doing this puzzle avoids like the lottery curse. You know what I'm saying? Because you're actually doing work. Lottery, they say, if you win,
dude,
you curse because you didn't work.
It's cool too. It's a cool Father's Day gift because I gave it to my dad, and you know he was thrilled. He loves like shit like this.
Yeah, it's
really, yeah. Because like I was like, Dad,
my
no,
mom and
I just want you to know,
puzzles.
I gave you the. I was like, the intention was, I'm giving you $1 million here.
Yeah, it's like the equivalent of like.
Did you know how salty I would be like if he won? You know.
Oh.
At the same time, you'd be like, oh God.
You get a tax.
Yeah, because I would definitely spend the million in a funner way than he would.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he'd probably put like 90% of it away and then just...
Honestly, I think that's what I would do.
He'd probably still go to work on Monday, too.
I think that's what I would do, too, to avoid the curse.
You guys.
It's the thing, man. It's the curse.
What do you mean it's the curse? What do you mean it's the lottery curse? I would put half away and then I'd put half in stocks and then I would just never work again. There's ways to never work again. Once you make like a million, once you make a million, there's ways to never work again.
But that's what I'm saying is like
you just got to figure it out.
Putting 90% away, not a bad idea.
It's a tough time.
It's a very tough time.
And that'll bring us to the end of this episode.
All right, everybody.
Doesn't it make you feel more comfortable when I end the episode? I don't grill you for you up in the.
I did notice that.
I did it twice, two episodes in a row now. I've ended the episode.
Yeah, you know how I noticed? Because we're missing the part about him dogging me about.
I was gonna. I want early. To. I miss it. You know, it's cool. It's funny. It's nice. Call back. That's a call right. back. That's an inside joke that nobody else will get.
Yeah, that's it, everybody.
Yeah, just us. DM me if you want to know. DM Isba, actually. Don't DM me. If you want to know what that inside joke
is. And while
about.
You're at it, make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Make sure to smash that subscribe button. And, everybody, thank you so much for listening. And we will see you next time. Yep.
Tough times. Cue the Raff Rundell.
Oh, you're taking one of me.
Right. Holy shit.
So I actually just captured this bee in my aunt's fridge.
What's in that, dude? Dude, we gotta kill this thing. All right, come on, you can't just leave me here. Kill him!
It's dead.
No, he's not dead.
Yes,
he's fucking... No, he's not dead.
No, look. He's not moving. Should I crash him with this?
Crash him with something.
Okay, you gotta grab him. You have a nap.